From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Bronte Coy, and this is From the Newsroom. It's Friday, May 19. An elderly woman is still fighting for her life in hospital after being tasered by police in the New South Wales Snowy Mountains. 95-year-old dementia sufferer Claire Nowland is believed to have been found holding a steak knife at the Cooma Aged Care Facility on Wednesday, which sparked the call to authorities. Meanwhile, the man accused of murdering schoolgirl Charlize Mutton will fight the charges at trial after pleading not guilty. Justin Stein appeared at Penrith Local Court via audiovisual link today, charged with a raft of offences, including murder, interfering with a corpse, and possession of child abuse material. He's accused of killing the 9-year-old daughter of his fiancée and dumping her body in a plastic barrel. Charlize's body was found with gunshot wounds in bushland near the Colo River in New South Wales last January. In other news, an Aussie doctor held hostage in Western Africa for 7 years has finally been freed. 88-year-old Kenneth Elliott was taken hostage by Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists in Burkina Faso in January 2016, alongside his wife Jocelyn, who was released shortly afterward. And overseas, it turns out New York City may be sinking under the weight of its buildings, according to a new report. The U.S. Geological Survey warns that further additions to the city, which already weighs about 762 million tons, will only make the problem worse. To sport and in the NRL, Jerome Luai has been cleared to play in the state of origin for New South Wales after being given a fine for shoving a touch judge on Thursday night. The Penrith playmaker was in trouble after making contact with the sideline official moments after his teammate scored in the opening minutes of their clash against Brisbane.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
And in entertainment news, hearts will be breaking all over the world with reports Harry Styles is dating a Victoria's Secret model. The singer's reportedly started seeing Candace Swainpole recently. They actually first met back in 2017, though, when he performed at the lingerie brand's Shanghai show. And finally, how would you like to win a trip for two to New York valued at $10,000? It's up for grabs thanks to the new movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. For your chance to win, head to news.com.au/win. T's and C's apply. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.